In their meeting last night, the Bloomington City Council approved expanding city code to provide sexual harassment protection for contractors, volunteers, and interns. Deputy Clerk Stephen Lucas provided a synopsis of the new ordinance.
It provides that anyone doing sanctioned work for the City of Bloomington who feels she or he has been discriminated against or harassed by a city employee has the right to bring that concern to the appropriate city official, who will investigate the concern promptly and take appropriate action. It also requires contractors covered by the city's affirmative action requirements to implement a harassment policy for their employees. These changes will help ensure that anyone doing work for the city will have at least one avenue of redress should she or he encounter possible discrimination or harassment at work.
The discrimination code has also been revised with non-binary language. It now references they in addition to the standard he and she references. The council considered the idea of establishing an independent commission to handle potential sexual harassment complaints involving elected officials and upper-level city managers. But Barbara McKinney, director of the Bloomington Human Rights Commission and assistant city attorney, said appropriate internal and external appeal processes already exist.
Any employee who feels discriminated against or harassed has remedies, has effectively independent commissions to go to. They may file complaints with the Indiana Civil Rights Commission or with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission or both, and those agencies will do investigations, if they find discrimination occurred, will attempt to work out settlements, will in some cases take the matter to court. So those people are covered. So apparently this independent commission would be dealing only with issues brought forward by independent contractors or volunteers or interns. We don't have any reason to think that we've never had any of those complaints, so we don't have a reason to think there's a big problem that a commission is necessary to be created to address those problems, and we're not really sure what that commission would do that can't be done internally now, or if we had a really awful situation outside council could deal with. An independent commission could not reprimand anybody. I think we have enough internal and external processes in place that we didn't really see the need for an independent commission.
McKinney clarified later that redress through the ICRC and the EOC are only available to city employees, not contractors. In last week's City Council meeting, Councilmember Jim Sims said recent allegations against Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge were driving the city's policy changes. Those allegations were launched by former county contractor Brandon Drake, who accused Barge of dismantling his job after he rejected her advances. Drake spoke during the council's public comment period last night on the issue of forming an independent commission.
One of the things that I experienced was conflict of interest. It was thick and heavy with my case. And so I would like for the council to consider, and Barbara to consider looking into the outside commission, as an option in case there is conflict of interest. When everybody's friends and people are appointing friends to committees and people are appointing, like that can be very scary for a person experiencing that. They don't know where to go. So like an outside commission possibly that they could at least report to and start the process. Someplace safe outside of city council, outside of I know everybody here is probably a good person, but you just never know. I mean, I thought there were a lot of good people around me at the time too, so. Keep it in mind, and I would like for you to keep the option open.
Councilmember Isabel Piebont-Smith asked McKinney how the city would handle a hypothetical sexual harassment complaint about the mayor.
What if it was the mayor that was accused of some sort of harassment? The mayor is the boss of anybody who works for HR or any other department head.
We would investigate to the extent we could. We would talk to the witnesses. We would try to find out what happened. And we would take what actions we could to, you know, make, like we said last week, separate the person who felt harassed from the mayor or take some other action that would work. If it were a situation where we just felt we couldn't do that because of conflicts of interest or whatever, we would hire outside counsel who would do that investigation for us, much as large corporations have done when a CEO is accused of misconduct, and they'll hire an outside counsel to do a more independent investigation. So we would handle internally if we could, ethically, we would hire outside counsel if we had to do that. We would be somewhat limited. You can't terminate a mayor because of that kind of thing, but we would do the best we could under those circumstances.
Piedmont-Smith also asked McKinney how the city would inform others about its amended sexual harassment policy.
What will the city do to make it clear to both employees and other individuals doing work on behalf of the city that these options are available? How is this going to be publicized?
Well, for employees, it's already in our employee manual, personnel manual, that we don't tolerate discrimination, that if you feel you've been discriminated against, this is what you do. And if they want to file with the EOC or the ICRC, they can come to my office and I'll give them the forms to do it. I mean, we and that's in the manual too, that they know they can do that. I think most people would do it online now, but they can come and get the forms from me. As far as reaching an independent contractors, it will be in all contracts going forward, a provision that we take this seriously. We want you to bring these problems to our attention. We will do what we can on your behalf. And that will be in the contracts. And also the fact that contractors are going to have to implement a harassment plan, they will communicate that to their employees. And that's, we hope that will reach employees as well.
McKinney added that city volunteers and interns would be informed of the harassment policy at orientation sessions. She also addressed the new requirement that contractors have their company's sexual harassment and affirmative action policies on file with the city.
This is something employers should already have. It's been a part of the law for a long time. We're just nudging them to do the right thing. It reminds them of their obligations, and it will let employees know that they have an internal recourse should they ever experience harassment or discrimination on the job.
Council members Dave Rollo and Jim Sims said the council could further amend and revise its discrimination code if needed in the future. The Bloomington Common Council unanimously passed the harassment policy changes. Council member Allison Chopra was absent from last night's meeting.